Tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, the essay on Caravaggio will be given by the American art historian Professor Catherine Pulizzi. Well, tomorrow night, a little earlier here on BBC Radio 3 at 7 o'clock, our Proms preview night, taking a look ahead to some of the highlights of this year's Proms as broadcast live on BBC Radio 3. I'll be joined by Katie Derham and selecting their favourite Proms, the Reverend Richard Coles, composer Tansy Davis and Proms director Roger Wright, plus live music from E. Fagellini. That's tomorrow night from 7. 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. 11:15 now this Wednesday evening, and it's time for Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Produced and performed by Laura J. Martin, The Hangman Tree, opening tonight's edition of Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. And coming up this evening, music from Archie Shepp, Quartetto MC, Jan Bang and Hudson Mohawk. But we continue with the sound of Balake Sissoko and Vincent Segal from the album Chamber Music. This is Hudesti. Thank you. John Zorn with Po O Uli, taken from the stunning and beautifully packaged album O O, and is dedicated to 12 mainly extinct species of exotic birds. And before that, Hudesti from Balake Sissoko and cellist Vincent Segal. Part of the first wave of artists who released music on Ninja Tune back in the early 90s, Funky Porcini has made a return with a brand new album called On, and this is his tribute to Robert Moog and Henry Mancini. It's called Moog River. Thank you. Two tracks inspired by the Moog synthesizer, starting off with Moog River from Funky Porcini, followed by the Simon Sound, who've just released a whole record featuring the instrument, including that version you just heard of Nautilus, originally released by Bob James in 1974. Tristram Cary now with Divertimento 5.
You lay your head into my lap. I spread your face. The taxi rushes through the night. I'm endlessly far away. Blue soldier moment. Oh sweet grown-up woman. We're hovering, gliding in the opposite of home. It is tickly white, like heroin, thick, and it carries death in itself. Don't worry, I will not try to sleep with you, I say. Staggering through your Kafkaesque dungeon. 1,000 rooms. Losing myself there and your multiplicity and being blissful. Time is stretching toughly like plasticine. It is dark around me. I finally find your bed. Am I torturing you, darling, you ask? We pass away. I'm holding your black curly head in my arms. Breathing heavily and deeply. My heart is running. Oh night, oh grown-up woman, oh heroine. Sticky white death. I'm choking, craning my neck into the heavy night air. Oh Yoon, your hair, bristly and smoky. I'm inhaling your smell. Our bodies full of sebum. Our lungs blackened. Death is lying in wait. But heaven is where hell is. The hell of the compensation pukes emotion. Pure emotion. Only emotion. Eternal emotion. I'm nothing but emotion. No human being. No sun. Never again sun. Only art, purity. Yoon, heroine, the Deether has washed me to your shore. Where are you now? I'm lying here in your arms, in the glass lights of your brothel. So lock me up in your grown-up heart.
Taken from Maximilian Hecker's seventh album, I Am Nothing But Emotion, No Human Being, No Sun, Never Again Sun, the name of it. The intro track, Blue Soldier Night. And before that, recorded in 1973, Tristram Carey, with a piece of music featuring various Olivetti business machines, produced for a promotional company film. And you can find that on the Trunk Records album, It's Time for Tristram Carey. Mesh now, from their album, Music to Watch Cranes By. This is The Witch's Finger.
Aduna komana juiluweila. Aduna komana juiluweila. Damatok badigi jor. Tade tade nela uje. Khelmi dem chila khira demo.
Thank you.
mayu penda kande mo woro manu manela ngir khalat sama bay bi tel reet e way gañi le ka este mo woro dama to be digi yo dende to dende la ke en mi dem ci la khira sama xel mi yatuma sama xol bi joy malik bayu pendanga
we'll be right back. moringa, mama Congo sugar.
Moving from Mali to Lagos to sharing the wealth of Nigeria's music industry at the time, that was Kolomach with Ototo Shamoleda from the brilliant new double CD compilation The World Ends, a collection of Afro-rock and psychedelia from 1970s Nigeria. Before that, you heard Orchestra Baobab from the 2002 album Specialist in All Styles with Di Mu Wur. It's Nick Luscombe with you on Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. And coming up, the sound of Trilok Gurtu with Robert Miles. And before that, this is Nat Burchill, whose music was once described as rain-soaked spiritual jazz from Manchester. From Guiding Spirit, this is Higher Regions.
Thank you.
Trilok Gurtu and Robert Miles from their 2004 album Miles Gurtu, and Soul Driven following Nat Burchill with Higher Regions. Although Quartetto MC have had several changes to the lineup since they first performed in 1959, they remain one of the most successful vocal girl groups in Brazilian music history.
Thank you.
Japan's Yoshihiro Hano from his 1998 album Portrait of a Poet. That was Slipping Turntables. Before that, you heard one of the biggest new names on the British electronic underground, Glasgow producer Hudson Mohawk from the recently released Butter on Warp Records, a track called Star Crackout, and you also heard the sound of Estonia's Pastakas from 2004's Tsaka Tsap, Bellamore. New music from LA now. This is Fol Chen with The Holes.
Holes in the light. fast asleep. The couch and the sprinkler streets named after trees. It's a beautiful story with a miserable plot, but it's all we've got.
And you wanted to know if the leak was slow.
Thank you.
one of the true legends of the tabla, Ala Raka Khan, with Tani Avartanam. And before that, Alone Again by Paul White, and from Paul White and the Purple Brain, an album co-written with Swedish psych rock guru S.T. Mikael. Dan Snaith preceded that with Crayon, released under his pre-Caribou name Manitoba on the Leaf label. Now, the next album kind of just turned up from Japan, and although I must admit I don't know an awful lot about it, I'm still really enjoying it. From Sabi Kyo's 7136, this is the Kettle remix of Howling Out with Tight Neons.
Thank you. hold my legs here. My long.
Where's that driving music man? Where's that driving music man who used to wail out back? Never knew where he came from. Could have been a castle or a shack. He had a priceless song to sing. His music tell you where it's at. Where's that driving music man who used to wail out back? Never knew where he came from. Could have been a castle or a shack.
Archie Shepp from the incredible Attica Blues, released on Impulse in 1972. That was Invocation to Mr. Parker. And before that, Jan Bang with Cecil Enderson, The Midwife's Dilemma, from his latest release on Samadhi Sound. Well, many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. I'll be back at the same time tomorrow night. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with this from Jimmy Tenor and Cabu Cabu, Smoking. Thank you.
be the money I get. Mami na mo o she be o ha.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Haydn on the Eve of the Revolution. That's the title of the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra concert that we're going to hear now. And it's exactly when Haydn composed the two symphonies we'll hear for an Esterházy colleague, the violinist Johann Tost, to take to Paris in 1788. Alongside them are some of the composers Tost heard when he arrived, starting with Franz Ignaz Beck, a contemporary of Haydn's from Mannheim, who'd settled in France in the 1750s. Beck made good use of the Mannheim School's famous dynamic contrasts in his theatrical scores, not least in this overture from 1786. Given what was about to erupt, the melodrama's title was prescient, Pandora.
Thank you.
the overture to the melodrama Pandora by Franz Ignaz Beck. François Joseph Gossec was also born in 1734, and he too arrived in Paris in the 1750s. Both men wrote for the orchestral series of Concerts Spirituels, so their paths must have crossed, but opera was Gossec's main ambition. His ancient Roman tragedy Sabinus was premiered in 1774, when it was unluckily overshadowed by Gluck's Iphigénie en Aulide. This is Gossec's ballet suite from his opera.